This is Focus, stories of God at work around the world through the ministries of Eastern Mennonite missions. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Jesus and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. That was Luke 23, verses 44 to 56. Today, Saturday, is the day of Holy Week in which we reflect on the hopelessness that so many of Jesus' followers at the time had after his death. Did they know that he would be raised from the dead on Sunday? Or were they broken and distraught? Of course, they were told that Jesus would be raised from the dead, but it makes sense that the trauma of the events that they had experienced would cause them to think otherwise. But as we continue in chapter 24, we see that they remember that they had been told. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. The angels had to remind the women that Jesus would be raised from the dead. In their sorrow, confusion, and fright, they were brought this good and beautiful news that Jesus had overcome sin and death. This is the good news for which EMM exists. It is our hope that all people might come to know the hope of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So thank you for joining us as we carry out this critical work of sharing this hope around the world. May you have a blessed Easter as you celebrate the risen Christ. Thanks for listening. I'm Micah Brickner for Eastern Mennonite Missions.